it's al, which means above, or upon. We'll have to see how that means. Over here, let's say Rashi. Rashi pasuk vav says, "Nezer hakodesh zatzitz al amitznefes kumosh pirash lemala al." Yidei ha-psil ha-emtsoi u-shnei ha-psilin sh-beroishoi ha-kashurin l-shloshtan mi-achoi ha-oref hu noisnei al ha-mitznefes ki-min-koiva like a hat. It's like a hat on top of a hat. And that means that the mitznefes, there were three different braids. There were three different ribbons. Ribbons of techeles that came forth from the mitznefes. Two at the two ends and one in the top center. Okay, so attached to this plate of gold that sit upon it, Kodesh LaHashem, at the very edge of the left and right, there was a ribbon, and the ribbons and the ribbon wrapped around to the back of the head, along the side of the head, and then there was a ribbon that extended from the top of the tzitz, which basically went on top of the hat, and all three came together in the back, and all three were tied together in the back. You have to look at the pictures to see what this looks like. Okay, so that is what Moshe is going to do this. Okay, that's all Rashi says. What is it saying? The Targum says, "Ustishavei matz nafto al reisha." You shall put the mitznefes on his head. V'sitein yoskelila dekudsha. Put the tzitz, the holy tzitz, al matz nafto on the mitznefes. Okay, over here in the Targum, in the commentator, he says the Kalila means the Keser. It's called a crown. It is called a crown. That's what the Nezer HaKodesh is, the crown. Nezer. In the Megillas Esther, it says that the word Nezer, some there pronounce it Nezer. If you pay close attention to Megillah leaning, not so soon, not so far ahead, there are two different ways to pronounce the word. It's Nezer and Nezer. Okay, so I always was told to say the word Nezer because that's what it says over here in Parashas Tetzaveh. But many of the Chumashim, it says Nezer. Alright, whatever the case is, that's it. Pasuk, now we go to Pasuk Zayin. V'lokachta, Shemen ha-Mishcha, v'yotzakta al Roshoy. Now you'll take the Shemen ha-Mishcha and you'll pour it al Roshoy, u'mashacht lo'iso. Okay, so now that he's all dressed, Aaron is all dressed in the eight garments, Moshe takes the Shemen HaMishcha, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Shemen HaMishcha, and he pours it upon him. Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, U'moshach to'esoy af meshicha zukim in chof yivonis, chof yivonis, noisin Shemen al roishoy, on his head, u'bein risei einav, between his, the risei einav, what does it mean, the risei einav? He's noising the Shemen on his head, u'bein risei einav, between his eyebrows. What are the risei einav? Between the eyelids? I don't know exactly what it means, the word risei einav. Either it means the eyebrows or the eyelids. The eyelids, yeah. Let me see what state in Google. Google, type, put in the word risei. What risei says over here means the ciliary. What does that mean? The ciliary. Ciliary. We say, I'm going to tell you the whole way. Eyelashes. Eyelashes. It says here in a nov. It says over here in Google that it means eyelashes. Okay, so the eyelashes. Okay, fine. So this is what he does with mechaber. So over here, Rashi really says that you go, you do a meshicha. I'm not really sure what this means. This is over my head. You take him in chaf yivanis. A chaf yivanis is a Greek letter, which is like a chaf soifis, an en chaf, and that's how you anoint him. You put on his head, and then between his eyelashes, and you bring the two together. Now, I just said words. I don't understand exactly what you do. I need a demonstration to understand this. But there was oil that was poured upon the head, upon the eyelashes, and they were joined together with his etzba, the etzba of Moshe. Etzba Elohim hi. The etzba of Moshe joined together the oil that was poured on his head and his eyelashes, and it was also applied in the shape of a chof yivonis. What is a chof yivonis? I do not know, but they say it looks like basically an upside down L, as in Larry, or what we call an end chof. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum over here says pasuk zayin, v'sisav yishal take yos mishra dirvusa. Okay, mishra dirvusa means the shem la mishra. Usedik al reishay poured on his head. Usarabi yosei, and you shall anoint him. Now, in the commentator, Usirik nimsa gamblosh nakosav shemen turak. Shemen turak shemech. Ah, that's a nice word. You see that? It was worthy to come tonight to learn this. In Shir Hashirim, we say Shemen Turak Shemecha. So what is the word Shemen Turak? I always thought it meant oil of pouring. According to what it says over here in the Ma'at Sadi, when it says in Shir Hashirim, Shemen Turak, the word Shemen Turak, the word Turak is really an Aramaic word. It is not a Hebrew word, it is an Aramaic word. And it means Shemen HaMishcha, the oil of anointing. Very interesting. Okay, next. Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches now says, V'yespanav takriv v'hilbashtam kutonois. Same thing, okay? Now do the same exact thing with the Kohanim. Until now we did over here Aaron. Now do it to his children. You bring his children, and you shall get them dressed in the kutonis. V'chagarto isam avnate. You shall gird upon them the avnet. Now here is interesting. Over here, there was no mention of the avnet by Aaron. Isn't that interesting? When it says that Moshe is going to dress Aaron, it says you put on Aaron the kutoynes and the meil ho'efot, and then the efot and the choshen. And then you tie up the strap and you put on the mitznefes and the tzitz. Wait a minute. There is one garment that was not, really two garments that were not mentioned by Aaron HaKohen. Number one, we did not mention the Michnosayim. So that we explained because that's private. And then we did not mention the Avnet. Haloi Dovar. We mentioned only six of the eight garments of Aaron HaKohen. What happened to the Avnet? Now in this pasuk, when it says you shall now bring forth the children, it says v'chogarto isam avnet, and here it says Aharon uvanov. Isn't that interesting? Why are we mentioning Aaron? We already finished with Aaron. Why are we going back now and mentioning the avnet of Aaron? Uvanov v'chavash lochem big bois. You'll put upon them hats. A fedora, no, a regular hat. It will be from the kuna lukas olam for an everlasting law. Umilei so yad Aaron v'yad banav. What is the word umilei so? It will fill their roles. Let me look over here. What it says over here in the let's see the Rashi. Rashi says pasuk tes. A pasuk tes. V'chayso lachem. Milu yodayim zel luchuhuna soilam. The word milu means the filling up of the hand. Now, what is the next Rashi says? Milesa al yidei hadavodim ha'ele yad aron v'yad banav b'milui uv kudas hakoyanim. Okay, the filling up and the appointment, the law of the kohanim. The kohanim over here are going to be appointed. Okay, so it's an expression. The milu yodayim is an expression. Rashi over here is not addressing any of our questions as to why now we are going backwards and describing the avnet in this order. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum pasuk tes says pasuk two psukim, pasuk zayin, and pasuk ches and tes. The yos binohi tikarev. You shall bring the children near. The sal beishinun ki tunin, and you will dress them in tunics. U se zoreis yosoin. So this is a very, very interesting translation. When it says here the word v'chogarta, he translates it as that you shall encourage them. Him yonin u se no to arm. We have to see what it means in the farsh. U se zoreis yosoin him yonin. You will gird them with belts, Aaron uvanohi, V'saskein lohoin koivin, and you will put upon them hats. V'sehei lohoin kuhunto, l'kiyom olam forever. V'sekorev kurbono di Aaron u'kurbono divnohi. And you will bring the sacrifice. Wow! Okay, there's a major machlokes here between Rashi and Unkelus regarding the word umilesa. What does it mean over here, the word umilesa? Umilesa yad. According to what we said, Rashi, it means you will appoint them, you will inaugurate them, you will appoint them to their job. According to Rashi, Targum, it sounds like that you will bring their karma. Okay, let's look at the Mefarsh. The Mefarsh over here has a lot to say on this. Okay, the first word is v'chagarta. You will dress them, you will gird upon them the avni, the belt. So he writes over here, k'mo hamilo cha goyrois shemetagim zirzin. Alright, he's not really helping us. He just seems to be saying over here that you're going to gird. Okay, you're going to put on their belt. Then it says over here, what are you putting on the avnate? What is the avnate? The him yonin. The avnate in Aramaic is called the him yonin. Targim v'loshen rabim l'fi ha'kavon v'chadech ha'mikro b'shar b'godim. All right, it's not really explaining over here the belt. V'saskein, Rashi perish chavei shloshen kishira. Okay, to put on their hats. Av uncle is perish shloshen tikun k'moshe tirgim b'eifod. All right? And that's it. He's really, I'm very shocked, he's not coming over here to explain what this means over here. Okay, so let me just read the pasuk again. So basically, what we're saying over here is, v'chagarta oisam avnet, you're going to tie the belt upon them, aron uvanov, and then it says, v'chavash lohem migvois, you're going to put the hats upon them. V'chavash lohem lohem kuhuno l'chukas oilam, umilei siyad aron. What does the meaning of Milesa Yad Aaron? It means you will, Rashi says it means that you will fill up their hands, literally you will inaugurate them. Inauguration into the service. According to the Targum, it means you will bring their sacrifices. Usukarev Kurbono, you will offer the sacrifice of Aaron, the Kurbono, and the Kurbono of his children. Okay, that's what it says. Alright, next pasuk. Pasuk good. The grafter is a part of Nei Omoed. Next pasuk. Next pasuk over here says that you're going to now bring, you're going to bring now, you're going to bring the carbon. Lifnei Omoed, Vesamach, Aaron, Uvona, Vesidema, Roshapar. They're going to do smicha. They're going to rest their hands on the par. Pasuk good and Rashi says there is no Rashi. Targum, pasuk good is Usakarev Yos Toro, Likdom, Dishkan, Zimna. The Yismech Anuv no Yos Yidehon al Rosh Ashtoro, they're going to rest their hands. Fine. Pasuk it Aleph. Rishachakto es apar lefnei Hashem, Pesach al Moed, you're going to slaughter the animal. Rashi, Pesach al Moed, Bechotzer HaMishkan Shtefnei HaPesach. Okay, you're going to slaughter it inside of the courtyard. Targum, Pasuk Yid Aleph, Visikois means to slaughter, Yos Torah, the Kodon Hashem, Bisra, in the gate of the Mashkan Zimna of the Omoid. Okay, he ties with Pesach Mimah, the gate. Pasuk Yid Beis. V'lakachta midam apar, v'nasata al karnas hamizbech be'etzbo echo. You will take the blood of the par, and you will apply to the corners of the mizbech with your finger. V'yeskol adom tishbech, and the remainder of it you will pour out al yisod hamizbech. Rashi. Pasuk Yid Beis, al karnas on the corners, l'malo, bikarnos mamish. You'll apply the blood above on the surface, on the corners, mamish on the corners, l'malo, on the corners. V'yes kol adam shiur adam el yisrael mizbech v'kimin belito beis kibul osu lo saviv la'achar she'olo amo min ha'aretz. After it went out from the earth, it was a belito. Okay, it's a belitas beis kibul. An extension of his kibul also sav sav la'achar sha'ola amin arts, like an estrek as blutos. Okay, so basically the mizbeach protruded on the bottom one amma. The mizbeach, that's the yisoid of the mizbeach, and that's where when blutas base kibul Also loy saviv saviv la'achash ola ama min haaretz. After the mizbech went up one ama, there was a location to pour the blood. All right, so what do we have over here so far? We have over here is they're going to shech the par, and they're going to cobble the blood, and who's going to do this? Moshe? I think it sounds like Moshe is going to do this. He's going to slaughter the par, and dip his finger into the blood, and apply blood to the four corners of the Mizbeach, and the remainder of the blood is going to be poured on the foundation of the Mizbeach. Okay? What does the Targum say? Pasuk Yud Aleph. We did already the Targum. No, we didn't. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Targum. V'sitzav midmod v'sarav v'sitein al karno d'midbucha be'etz bo'och. The foundation of the Mizbeach. Is there any comment over here? No, there's not. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now this gets a little more complicated here. V'lokachta, you will take eskol achelev, the fats. Hamachasesake, they come in the inside. The ace, hayoseres alakoveid, the diaphragm. The oseres. Ala Kovet. So what is the Oseres? The Oseres is, I guess, this fat which is on top of the liver, the Eish Tehak Loyos, and the two kidneys, the Esachele Vasha Alehen, the Tarta Mizbecha. Okay, let's count. Let's count how many items. Number one, you can take the Chele. Number two, which chel? The chel that's mechase the keref. That's number one. Number two, you're going to take the oseres ala kovei. Number three, you're going to take the eish shtei hakloyos, the two kidneys. And number four, the esachele vasher aleihen, the fat that's on top of the kidneys. So someone's going to wake up Mayor Appledorf in the middle of the night and ask him, what are the four things that you're going to burn on the Mizbeach from the par that the Kohanim offered? Four things. Then the Oseres ala kovet, that's the diaphragm, ala kovet, the Oseres that is upon the kovet, not the kovet. The kovet you don't burn, the Oseres that's ala kovet you burn. Then are the kloyos, the kidneys, and then the fat. Right, that's number three, order. And number four is the fat that's on top of the kidneys. Four items that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. One more time, is the chelev.
What's kloyos?
What?
What's kloyos?
The kidneys. The kidneys.
No, but the stuff is on the kloyos.
The chelev. On the kidneys.
No, there's something else on the kloyos.
No, it says v'yes achelev asher alehen, on the kovet.
Okay.
On the kloyos. The kovet is the liver. There's a liver. You don't put the liver on the mizbeach. You put the yeser. You put the oseres ala kovet.
Okay. I got mixed up between kovet and kloyos.
Okay, so let's review. This is very important. It really is, because otherwise I never learn these things to understand what are the four things that go on the mizbeach from this par that was the inaugural service of the Kohanim. Number one is the general fats, the chelev asher ala keref. Whatever that means. The Masechta Zvachim, those picture books, they show you what it is. The chelev that's on the keref. The keref is the inside, whatever that is. Number two is the yoseres, which is upon the liver, ala kovet. Number three are the two kidneys. And number four is the chelev that is on top of the kidneys. Now, if you were writing this, wouldn't you go in the other order? You would say that the fat on top of the kidneys and then the kidneys. Because you can't get to the kidneys and test until you take off the fat. I don't know why it's in the order, but that's the order. Now that we know the four things, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, HaChelev, HaMechaseh HaKerev. What is the chelev that covers the kerev? Hu HaKrum Sha'ala Keres. Okay, the chelev on the kerev is the krum, is the film of fat that is on the keres. There are four stomachs in an animal. There is the... What are the four stomachs? The four stomachs, there's the hemsais, the beis hakoisos, the keva, and the keres. The keres is the first, I think, right? First, the keres. Then there's the hemsais, the beis hakoisos, and the... I forgot. Okay, there are four stomachs. One of the four stomachs is the keres. So the chelev, asher la-keref, the keref is another word for describing the keres. Okay, next Rashi. V'yes ha-yoseres, hu tarpisho de-kavda. Okay, the tarpisho de-kavda, which I think we translate as the diaphragm. Okay, shekoyrin, whatever. Ala kave, on the kidneys. Af min ha-kavid yitol imo. Okay, so you take the chelev imak. So it says yoseres ala kovet. No, it's ala kovet, which means that when you take the yoseres, the diaphragm, with the diaphragm, Rashi says you take a slice of the liver. You don't take the entire liver, but it says min hakovet. Okay, it takes some of the liver, goes with it. All right, so we have four different things. And now with Rashi's clarification, he takes some of the fat that's on top of the keres. Number two, you're going to take the yoseris, the diaphragm that's on top of the liver, with a slice of the liver. The two kidneys and the fat that is on top of it. That's Pasuk Yud Gimel. That's a hard Pasuk. Now, what does it say in the Targum? Yud Gimel, Vatisav Yos Kol Tarba, all of the fat to Chafei Yos Gavo. That covers the inside. The yos, what else? Chatzra. The chatzra, he's calling the chatzra the diaphragm, the al-kavda. The yos tartain kolion, the two kidneys. The yos tarba, the fat, the alehain. And visasek limad b'chon, you bring this up to the mizbeach. All right, that's a nice pasuk to know. I never knew that before. Now let's see what it says over here in the commentator. The commentator has a lot to say about this pasuk, a lot to say on the targum. So number one, it says over here, you take the tarba, the fat that covers the carrot. So he says of it, kosevach es kuni chelivchu loshen toiv v'shabeach kmo mashma targum tarba loshen ribui v'gedula kolema mashma behema v'shabachas. All right, I don't know. He's thinking it's a little of tarba. He's trying to figure out the etymology of the word tarba, fat. So he says, number one, tarba means good, like toiv. Tarba means good. L'shoin toiv v'sheva means ribui, to increase. All right, let's go next. The chafei, which covers the fat that covers, the chafei is kisui. Yesh gam tagim ela shlosh natagim shayusha halama lesucha lesaleim shtagim les chasa. What conceals? I will chab tagim lushlosh and see. Super. Okay, fine. Next, chatzra. Chatzra means the doifen hamesich. Hamesich laakar akum alavon ma'amagul ben iver ben anishim oliver ha'ikol. You need to know anatomy for this. I don't know, Nixtra. What we call over here, I guess, the diaphragm. Chatzra kavei v'zesh lo kedas rama magdamos lo to the kedoshim. Yehu shem shayishay yoseres si etzba hakavei. Okay. He's pointing out something that will be very interesting, which I don't know anything about. There seems to be a machloikis in the Rambam and others. What exactly is the yoseres hakavei? Is it called the etzba hakoved, or is it called the doifen hakoved? Now I don't know what that means. Does that mean the diaphragm? What's the etzba? What's the difference between the etzba hakoved and the doifen hakoved in English? Let me look at the arts book. I have the whole thing, but I have it in English. Okay, you have over here the regular chumash. Let me just see what he says over here in the regular chumash.
Yeah.
Let me find the animals. I know they have some pictures of the animals somewhere. The kibonos. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Got the book over this over here. Wow, look at this. The kloyos, the oseres, hayoseres, ala kovid. Chibra chil mashal akedev lekovid. Cheva lekedev, chil shal akeva. All right, we can't go through this now, but basically, if you look over in this picture, I'm lazy, you see this picture? So you see over here, there's the kovid. Okay, I can't, I mean, it's backwards, so looking backwards over here, but.
Yeah.
All right, so this is, you put over here, Nachamol, you put over here, the chaylev, hamechase es hakerev.
They go
the chaylev hamechase es hakerev.
So these fruits, these vegetables, yeah.
The oseres hakoved, and the koved, the kloyos, and the chaylev sha'al hakloyos. Wow. All right, you got to go study this in great detail. Stop your help now. We're looking at this for 10 seconds. Basically, these are the four things. Okay. Next thing over here, he writes about the al. Okay. Asher al. Asher al. Who could they lama chigach got me amin akoved? Okay. We're going over here. The seisak. You shall bring this up to the mizbech al v'yin akatoris tagim v'lush nakatoris kolikush moshna mikro atzim. Okay, I don't find. Okay, next. Next. Pasik Yudalit. What else do you do? Vyes Bisar Hapar, the meat of the par, Vyes Oiroi, its skin. Vyes Pirishoi, what's the perish? Vyes Pirishoi, Tisroif, the waste, right? The perish is the waste. The waste. Tisroif, Poesha, shall burn on fire, Michutz, Lamachne, Chatosu. Okay, so Pasik Yudalit says, what else we do the par? You take its meat and its skin, which is the hide, and its waist, and you burn it michutz lamachane chatosu. Rashi, tishroif b'eish loy motzinu chatas chitzoin nisrefes elazu. This is a very important Rashi. Rashi says that all of the chatois, ordinarily, what do you do with the karban chatas? A karban chatas is kodesh kodashim, and it is given to the Kohanim to eat. The Kohanim eat the Karban Chatos. That is what the Kohanim do. They eat the Karban Chatos. Kotche Kodoshim Shkitosim Batsofain. They do Shkit the Batsofne and they burn on the Mizbech certain fats. And the Basar is given to the Kohanim to eat. The Kohanim of that Mishmar. They have that day and the following night. Here, the basar of the carbon chatos is to be burnt, like a carbon oil. Just like a carbon oil, you burn the whole animal. Here, we're going to burn the meat. Not only are we going to burn the meat, we're going to burn the skin. And the waste, also the waste, that's a chid, because the waste, you don't burn the waste, you throw the waste in the garbage. You don't burn the waste ordinarily. This carbon chatos is unique in that you're going to burn the waste, you're going to burn the hide, and you're going to burn the basar. A carbon oila, you don't burn the skin. The or is given as a gift to the Kohanim. And if I'm not mistaken, you don't burn the waste. Because the meat is put on the mizbeach as a carbon oila, so you first clean it. You separate it, you clean it, you take out the waste, and you only burn the basar. The hide, you flay it, and the hide goes to the Kohanim. So this carbon chatos is different. This carbon chatos, the ore is burnt, the basar is burnt, and the waste is burnt. Where is it burnt? Not inside of the azara, but they take it outside the azara, they take it away. They take it far away. Michutz lamachne. It is burnt outside of the sholosh, out of the machne, I guess, out of the machne Yisrael, far away. And Rashi points out that this is a chatos chitzoin, because there is another chatos which is burnt entirely, just like this one, and that is the chatos of Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, you bring the soyer, and the par. There's the par and the soyer. The blood is sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKadosh on the Poriches and applied to the Mizbech Apanimi. So that is also a carbon chatos, and that chatos as well is completely burnt. However, the difference is that is called chatos panimi because the blood is applied inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is a chatos chitzoin. The blood is applied outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So from the category of chatos whose blood is not applied in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or in the Heichel for that matter, this is the only chatos that we find is completely burnt. Okay, it's an important Rashi, because this Rashi, Chazal are very intrigued with this chatos, and every so often this is indeed mentioned. And what is this over here in the Targum on this Pasuk Gedalid? It says, V'yos besar Torah, the meat of the Torah, yos mashkei, its hide, V'yos uchle. That's very interesting. I say that word a lot, don't I? Uchle. Uchle is the translation of the waste, the perish. Toikei b'nuro, you shall burn in a fire, mibaro l'mashri, so outside of the camp, chatoso, who is the carbon chatos. Now over here in the commentator, it says, uchle, kavanosai pirshoi, hamikro romas al hazua masher b'mayayin, the waste. Perish hamacha b'mayayin, b'lechei nikro pirshoi l'fi shuhu parush min aguf. It is parush min aguf. The Eino David Kamo Ha'arlu, and it's separate from the Guf. The Eino David Kamo Ha'arlu Bosa. He's saying over here in the commentary something very, very interesting. What is the etymology of the word perish? Perish, we translate the waste in the animal. You cut up an animal, and in the animal there's schmutz. And you know that it's for this reason that in America, when they slaughter animals, I don't know all the details, but I know when it comes to birds, when I went to Empire 100 years ago in Empire, they told us that the birds are very hungry. Why? Because the law in the United States is that before you slaughter a bird commercially, you can do whatever you want in your backyard, but if you want to go buy a bird that you buy that is under the hechsher of the FDA, the food, what does it stand for? The Food and Drug Administration, which has lost all of its they have a lot of trouble, these organizations. They've lost all their credibility, almost all of them over the last couple of years. But under the FDA, you're not allowed to slaughter a bird and sell it unless the bird has gone on a tinnitus for 24 hours. Because if you feed the bird a good lunch and then you slaughter it, they cut it open, inside its stomach is all the schmutz. And all that schmutz turns very quickly into bacteria, into toxins. So in order to minimize the danger of all the schmutz inside the stomach of the animal, they don't feed the birds for 24 hours before slaughter. And I assume it's the same thing for the animals. They don't feed it for a long period of time. They starve them in order that they should die on an empty stomach, so there's no schmutz to clean out. That, I told you many times, becomes a very big problem in halacha, because when the birds get very desperate for food, you try not eating for 24 hours, they look for what to eat, and they end up eating pebbles. And when they eat these pebbles, some of these pebbles puncture their intestines and their stomach and make them into trefois. So this takana of America, not to feed birds for 24 hours in advance of the slaughter, creates halakhic issues in trefus because of their desperation. Now over here, the Targum over here, the commentator is telling us the etymology. The reason why it's called peresh is because waste does not stick to their stomach. It's not attached to their intestines. It is separate, unlike the skin. Is something which is attached. So perish, there are two byproducts of a dead animal. There's the waste and there is the skin. What's the difference between the skin and the waste? The skin is attached. you have to pull very hard to separate the skin from the basar. Whereas the peresh, the waist, is detached. It's perash, it's separate. All right, so let's chazor very, in a moment. What do we learn over here so far on this aliyah? This aliyah, I want to try to memorize this aliyah. What do we learn in the aliyah from the beginning to end so far? So far we learned Aaron and his children are going to be inaugurated into the service. They're going to bring three animals, the par and two elim. They're going to bring 30 breads. The breads are called the chalas lechem, the lechem shemen, and the three breads are the three breads are the lechem matzois, the chalas matzois, and the nekike matzois. Three types of breads, 30, 10, 10, 10. You put it in a basket. You bring it to the oil moed together with the three animals. Aaron and his children come, they go to the mikvah. Moshe dresses Aaron. It says in the pasuk he puts on six of the eight garments. Then he dresses the children of Aaron. Before that, after he puts on the six garments, he anoints Aaron with the Shemen HaMishkan. Then he dresses the six the children of Aaron. And now it says he puts on the belts of Aaron Ubonah. Of course, he takes the Pesukim very literally. Aaron didn't get his belt yet. He wasn't wearing a belt. The problem though is, how is Moshe going to put on the belt now on Aaron when Aaron already is wearing the Me'il and the Ephod? The belt goes on top of the Kesoynes. But on top of the Kesoynes, there is the Me'il and the Ephod. So how is now Moshe going to put the belt on? The Pasuk says he puts the belt. Two questions. Number one, why does the Pasuk go back and group together the belt of Aaron and the belt of the children in one shot? And also, to go do it now, it's too late because he's already wearing the Me'il and the Ephod. I don't know the answer. Okay, after they get dressed, he's been anointed, and now they're going to bring the animal and they slaughter the par. And the par, you take the par, and what do you do with the par? You put the blood of the par on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and the leftover blood of the par you pour on the foundation. There's tishpach. Tishpach is to pour on the foundation of the Mizbeach. And then you take four different objects, four different fats, the fat that is mechase the kedef, and the fat and the yoseres ala kaved, with the kaved a little bit, and the two kidneys, and the fat on the kidneys, and that is burnt on the mizbeach. And then you take the basar, and the hide, and the waist, and you take it outside of the azara, outside of the mishkan, chutz the machaneh, to burn over there. Alright, these are hard things. Baruch Hashem, if not for your blaze, I would never learn this my whole life. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Sei gesund. Good night, Mayor, you're here still.
Yeah, good night. Tell me something. You have room for me to go Sunday?
I can't. She's not. She'll never let me. She's not going to let. I can't. Right. There's nothing I can do. I will take it gladly.
Well, you're going to be bored. You're going to be bored there. What are you going to do? Go visit Lakewood, the Shmedrash
Gavoa? Go to my brother's house and have a good meal. And go to my brother's house and have a good meal.
All right. I'll go with you. I'll have a good meal too. I want to go visit the cemetery. Okay. Take care.
All right.
Good
night. Mordechai, you had a question. You sent me a text. What was the question? Your text.
Yeah. I wanted to know which Mishnah there was. It was 100, talking about 100 years old.
100 years old? I'm confused.
There's a Mishnah that's talking about somebody that they have kemet.
Oh, okay, in Pirkei Avos. Let me find it for you.
Okay.
In Pirkei Avos, one second.
I have it right in front of me.
Okay, give me one second to find it.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's see. It's in, I have two, actually. I have
towards the end of Pirkei Avos.
Let me see which one. This is chapters 3, 5, 6.
Let me see. Yeah.
That's chapters 5, 6, and I have a book that's chapters 3, 4.
Let me find it one second. It's 5.
Okay.
Perek 5, Mishnah 21. Ben Meir Ki'ilu Meis.
Eric, bye, wait.
Perik Hay, Perik 5. It's not there? One second. Okay, you're right. It's go to the end. Go. It's not 20. It's a mistake. It's 24. It's the end. Yeah. Go to 24. It's a mistake. 24. Ben Meir Ki'ilu Meis. Chaf Hey, right, 24.
The brazen goes to Gehinnom, the shame face goes to the Garden of Eden. That's 524.
524, towards the end.
It's in there, I'll look at it and I'll ask you again tomorrow. I'll look for it. It's in Perikale. It's not 24.